exited the forest less than 50 yards from the meadow, on the banks of the river. The white bridge he'd stumbled over spanned flowing water. On the far side, the black forest. Tall trees lined the bank as far as he could see in either direction. Behind the trees, deep, dark shadows. The memory of them sent a wave of nausea through Tom's gut. Not a black bat in sight. Mikhail stopped and faced him. He might not be the more excitable of the two Rouge, but at the moment he was eager enough to take on the role of teacher. He stretched one wing toward the Black Forest and spoke with authority. "That is the Black Forest. Do you remember it?" "Of course. I was in it, remember?" "Yes, I do remember that you were in it. I'm not the one with the memory problem. I was just double-checking so as to give us a common point of reference. The Black Forest is the place where the Shataiki live," Kabil said. "If you don't mind, I'm telling the story here," Mikhail said. "Of course I don't mind. Now, this river you see runs around the whole planet. It separates the Green Forest from the Black Forest." He absently flipped his wing in the direction of the far bank. "That's the Black Forest. The only way into the Black Forest from this side is over one of three crossings." He pointed to the white bridge. "The river runs too fast to swim, you see. No one would dare attempt to cross except over one of the bridges. Do you follow?" "Yes." "Good. And you can remember what I just told you, correct?" "Yes." "Good. Your memory was wiped clean, but it seems to be working with any new data. Now," he paced and stroked his chin with delicate fingers on the underside of his right wing, "there are many other men, women, and children in many villages throughout the Green Forest. Over a million now live on Earth. You likely stumbled into the Black Forest over one of the other two crossings on the far side, and then were chased here by the Shataiki. How do you know I don't come from nearby?" "Because as the wise one given charge over this section of the forest, I would know you." "I don't." "And I am the mighty warrior who led you from the Black Forest," Kabil said. "Yes, and Kabil is the mighty warrior who cavorts with Tanis in all kinds of imagined battles." "Tanis? Who's Tanis?" Tom asked. Mikhail sighed. "Tanis is the firstborn of all men. You will meet him. He lives in the village. Now, Elyon, who created everything you see and all creatures, has touched all of the water. You see the green color of the river? That is the color of Elyon. That's why your eyes are green. It's also why your body was healed the moment the water touched it." "You poured water on me?" "No, not I. Rochelle," Kabil blurted. "Rochelle poured the water over you. Trust me, it's not the first time you've touched his water." Mikhail's cheeks bunched.